A weak cold front will cross the region today with little more fanfare than some extra clouds and a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Normally, we'd expect a widespread round of showers and thunderstorms when a cold front interacts with the warm and humid air mass that we've got in place, but there's a few factors limiting that expectation. First, there's not really a lot of moisture for the front to work with, period. Second, the mid-levels of the atmosphere will not cool down much, which will help to limit the instability. And third, with subsidence to the northwest of Hurricane Cristobal, which is passing us offshore, most of the dynamics with the cold front will stay north of the region and north of the U.S.-Canadian border. The cooler air behind the front will mix down slowly during the day, and temperatures should still reach the 80s for most places today, with mid and upper 70s confined to the Adirondacks. In the wake of the cold front, high pressure will build into the northeast from the Great Lakes and southern Canada once again. Starting tonight, that high will then move over the area, and tomorrow begin to shift eastward by Friday. Any lingering clouds behind the front will gradually clear out later tonight, allowing for lows mainly in the 50s. Skies will then be partly to mostly sunny both Thursday and Friday with dry conditions and low humidity levels. High temperatures both Thursday and Friday should be in the low and mid-70s in the valleys with cooler temperatures in the higher elevations. As the high starts to shift offshore, warm air advection will kick in. Saturday looks to be warm and muggy as such as the high moves off the coast. While much of the day will remain dry by the afternoon, there'll be a threat of showers starting to the north and west of the capital region. A disturbance will continue to push toward the area Saturday night into Sunday. A trough will be weakening as it runs into the upper ridge that's in place across the east coast. Still, the upper-level energy and its surface cold front should be close enough to allow for a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday, the best chance still being across western and northern areas. There's still a question whether or not the front will move through our area on Sunday or if it takes until Sunday night and into Monday. And even if it does move through on Sunday, it may stall close to the region during Sunday night and Monday as well. As a result, there will continue to be a chance of showers and thunderstorms during that time. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Showers and thunderstorms are forecast to be most numerous across the Rockies and into the Central Plains today, with a few storms from eastern Colorado eastward across Nebraska and Kansas likely posing an isolated severe risk. Additional isolated strong storms will be possible across parts of the middle Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high near 90 and a southwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. In Boston, isolated showers this afternoon, sunny with a high in the low 90s and a southwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, chance of showers in the morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s, winds becoming west 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 79 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1948. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 41 set in 1969. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 27th. Sunrise at 6:14 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:38 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s and a southwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Northwest winds remain 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, a chance of showers in the afternoon with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny, a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s, and tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, mostly sunny and cooler, highs in the mid-70s. Friday, sunny and nice with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers starting in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the mid and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.